Hello, and welcome to the Read, Play, Talk podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Paris, and this is my other host,
Jack Love.
This podcast is a resource for all things Read, Play, Talk. We hope that our listeners will be encouraged to read, play, and talk with their children every day. On this episode, we'll talk about what Read, Play, Talk is and how we were introduced to the initiative.
We should probably tell people who we are.
They have no idea who we are.
No, they don't know who I am for sure. What? No, who are you?
Okay, I'm Lindsay Paris.
Lindsay Paris.
I know. Lindsay awesome. Paris. I am the community liaison for Read, Play, Talk. I work for Mesquite ISD. I'm a mom. I have two kids. My oldest is 6 and my youngest is 4.
And great names. You have the best names for kids,
yes,
by the
Lola
way.
Yes, Lola is my 6-year-old and Harper
awesome
is my
names.
4-year-old.
I love those names.
Thank you.
So I am Jack Love.
Perfect name for radio.
Jack Love. I am the general manager of Townie Small. I wanted to say Triangle Town Center. I used to manage Triangle Town Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, but I am now and have been for the last 5 years the general manager of Townie Small. Like you, I'm a parent, have 2 sons, not nearly as cool names, Josh and Gavin, pretty good names.
Solid.
But, you know, solid, but it's no Lola and Harper, right? But I manage Townie Small, and I sit on the board of directors for the Read, Play, Talk initiative here in Mesquite. You know, so we're going to bring you this podcast. It's going to get off the rails. We don't know what we're doing.
You just got to hang on, stick with us.
That's right. We're excited about this podcast because we want to tell parents and the community and everybody about how important and how much fun Read, Play, Talk is. There we go. So we're talking Read, Play, Talk, right?
We're talking Read, Play, Talk.
And we're talking about how we got started with Read, Play, Talk.
Yeah.
So let me tell you my story.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Yeah. So we have an excellent superintendent at Mesquite ISD. And one day, not long after he started, and I don't remember the exact date, and I don't remember where we're at. And as I say this, it doesn't sound like I know a whole lot about what I'm talking about, but I promise you I do. Anyway, Dr. Vroonland was giving a speech about this initiative that he had in his mind. It was called Read, Play, Talk. And, you know, if you've ever heard Dr. Vroonland talk, he can wax poetic for hours and hours on end about a topic, right? And what's great about him is you don't mind listening, right? So he gets to talking about Read, Play, Talk, and maybe it was at a Chamber of Commerce thing. I don't remember. Anyway, he starts talking about Read, Play, Talk and what Read, Play, Talk was, which is, you know, reading and playing and talking with your kid each and every day to tackle childhood literacy. It occurred to me, because I'm such a simple-minded person, how simple this concept was. And I just got excited about it. It's a really fun, cool, easy concept. And when you talk to people around town, like I know you have, Lindsay, it's an easy sell.
Very much so.
It's an easy sell to businesses. It's an easy sell to parents. It's an easy sell to everything. I don't feel like I've done justice to Dr. Vroonland's selling of it or what it is yet, but let's just get this out in the open. Read, Play, Talk is awesome.
It is. It's something that everyone can get on board with. Everyone wants our students to succeed and do well educationally. And that's really what Read, Play, Talk is all about. I first heard about Read, Play, Talk a couple of years ago. Dr. V and his wife actually attend the same church that my husband and I do. And so we had gone out to dinner just to get to know them more. And I had never heard about Read, Play, Talk. And so we were just kind of talking to Dr. V about Mesquite ISD and what was happening. And he starts telling us about this initiative. And I just remember almost melting in my seat. I loved it. Everything he said, I could just get on board with.
I know, right? It's such a cool concept.
I know. It really is. And he's such a great sell for it. So I left dinner that night. And at that time, I was teaching preschool at a church here. And I thought, you know what? I can incorporate some of these principles in the way that I teach my preschoolers. And so that's just what I started doing. And I have 2 young kids at home. So I'm like, I'm really going to try to incorporate intentionally reading, playing, and talking with my kids every day. And so that's kind of how I got started with it.
When we talk about Read, Play, Talk, maybe we need to talk about why it's important. I mean, the numbers that are out there, right? When you talk about kids of poverty and you talk about kids who come from a home that maybe English isn't spoken as a primary language, and they're getting involved in schools where English is the primary language in school. Why is Read, Play, Talk important? And when you look at the numbers, it's quite frightening, right?
So I'm a product of Mesquite ISD. I went to school here K through 12, and my parents both graduated from Mesquite schools, and so I felt like we are real Mesquite people over here. But I felt like I had a pretty good grasp of the city just because I had grown up here. But when I'd heard Dr. V talk about Read, Play, Talk and the statistics, and he said that 75% of our students in Mesquite ISD qualify for free and reduced lunch. And they can qualify for that based on lots of things, military households, but a lot of that is based on household income. So in essence, that means 75% of our kids are growing up in a poverty type setting in their home.
Yeah.
And then research nationwide and globally even will show you that kids who are raised in poverty situations, poverty type homes, they hear a tremendous amount.
It's like millions, words. Right?
There's been some discrepancy on what the million is.
Well, just call it millions.
There's millions word gap that they hear based on compared to their peers who are not raised in that poverty setting.
Right.
But Dr. V, he said, and the research backs him up, that if parents will just read, play, and talk with their kids every day, even those kids who are raised in poverty, that will get that word count up and that they will be ready to read by the time they enter kindergarten.
Yeah, so the thing here, right, the important thing is the word count. It's not necessarily knowing what those words are.
Yes.
Right? It's just hearing them.
And even a lot of people think, well, I don't have, you know, a huge children's library in my home. You know, I don't have all these resources to read to my kids. But even if you're reading the same five books over and over and over, they're still hearing those vocabulary and those words. You know, they're hearing and gaining those life experiences.
Well, and that was the thing that excited me, right? Is it's not necessarily reading either, right? There's playing and talking involved.
Absolutely.
So even if you don't have a single book in your home.
Yeah.
Right? You just have to talk to your kid. And sometimes I think people get a little intimidated by talking to their children. Well, what do I talk to them about? You can talk to them about anything.
Really, you really can. You know, I said earlier, I have two small kids. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And I even find it very tempting myself that when I'm cooking dinner, when I'm trying to do things around the house, I want to do something that distracts them so I can get, you know, done what I need to. But what Read, Play, Talk is really all about is bringing them into what I'm doing. So I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better. But when I'm making meals, I'm pulling my oldest up to the table. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the utensils I'm using or the foods that I'm bringing in or the measurements. And that's, you know, that's building her vocabulary.
Well, not only that, right? It's kind of cool if you think about it. I mean, when would she be exposed to measurements, right?
I'm so, not at six.
So she gets to go, she gets to go to first grade and she knows what a tablespoon is.
I know.
Right?
Little genius.
Yeah, I know, right?
I love it.
So, you know, it's funny because I have two sons.
Yeah.
18 and 15. Holy moly.
I know.
Hard to think about that. But nobody gives you an instruction manual on teaching your child, like school-related stuff. I mean, you know, there's things that I guess you probably just know how to potty train and do all those. We probably read a book for that.
Oh, definitely.
At least my wife read a book for that anyway.
That is accurate,
but
yes.
I always thought, and I'm guilty of, all right, so I have fun with them until they're 5, and then I turn them over to the school system, and the school system teaches them how to learn. I didn't go to school to be a teacher. I went to school to be a mall manager. Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. But
I know.
Nobody teaches you that stuff. And so that's what's important, I think, about Read, Play, Talk, is that you become your kid's teacher without really having to be their teacher.
And I think,
and
I
it's
think
vitally important.
What you just said is the mentality of so many parents, of like, okay, well, I'll take care of them. I'll manage them until they turn 5. And then when they go to kindergarten, that's where they will really start learning when really they need to have been learning, you know, so much in those past 5 years.
Right. You know, I mean, we always read, you know, we read to our kids, to our boys, but the whole emphasis on reading and words and talking and doing all, like, no clue at all.
Yeah.
That's a teacher's job. What, you know, we'll send them off to, you know, to kindergarten when the time comes, and a teacher will take care of that.
Yeah, and that's where Read, Play, Talk comes in, because we want these businesses to encourage parents to read, play, and talk with their kids, even teach them how to read, play, and talk with their kids, whether it's teaching them about the business that they're in, but just making it easy for parents to interact with their children.
Right, and so Read, Play, Talk is kind of, you know, I get so fired up about it. It's really just, there's so much to it, right? But it's also so simple. But when you mentioned businesses, because that's an important part, I think, that Dr. Vroonland was talking to us. And now that I think back on it, I'm almost 100% sure that it was a Chamber of Commerce meeting that he was talking to us about it. He's like, this is how you can get involved. This is how you can make Read, Play, Talk important to our community. Because in his eyes, it's not a school initiative. I mean, it's kind of led by the school district, but it's really my responsibility as a business owner or operator or other community members to get involved in Read, Play, Talk and make it exciting for the community.
If Read, Play, Talk is implemented effectively, it's not only the school district that benefits from it. You know, the entire city of Mesquite
absolutely
will benefit from this. Your mall will benefit from this. churches, everyone will benefit from this if this is implemented.
We started really with this Replay Talk Board, what, 2 years ago maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And we've made some pretty good strides, right, in the community. We've got some pretty good members. I mean, we've got some business partners. I know you work for the school district and your job, part of your job, I mean, you have a huge job, but one of your job tasks is getting businesses on board, right? So what are some examples of how we've implemented Replay Talk around town?
Yeah, we have almost 40 business partners for Replay Talk right now, and they range from restaurants to churches to nonprofits. But I'll give you a couple of examples of ways that you may see Replay Talk out and about. Mesquite Church of Christ, which is right off the square in downtown Mesquite, they do a program called Replay Talk Wednesdays, and in the school year, they host Beach Club at Rutherford Elementary, and then they offer to have kids come over to their church afterwards for Read, Play, Talk Wednesdays. And they have church members, adults and teens there to help with homework or to do reading with them. They play dominoes, Uno, all kinds of games. And then they feed them a meal for free and any of their family that wants to come with them. And then they have Bible classes that they are able to attend if they want to, but they don't force them to stay. But Mesquite Church of Christ has really done an incredible job of just diving straight in to this initiative.
Yeah, stepping up to the plate, right?
Absolutely, because they're not just doing one thing, but they do this every week, every Wednesday in the school year.
Yeah, pretty cool. And then we've got Celebration Station does something for us, right?
Yes, Celebration Station. They do a monthly reading competition where they choose a theme that they want kids to read about that month. The students submit their books that they've read, and then they do a drawing at the end of the month for a family package. And I can't remember how much it's valued at right now. I want to say $150.
It's a lot. I know
but
that.
It's a family package for a family of four to spend the day out at Celebration Station.
Yeah, so it's really cool, the things that we're doing. And the best part about it is, and here's the dirty little secret, Replay Talk doesn't want your money. You're not going to their door and saying, hey, you know what I need? Would you mind giving me the $1,000 sponsorship for
yes.
Replay Talk, right?
Okay, and that is like anytime I go talk to a new business and I start talking about Replay Talk and what we do, you can see it on their face. They're just waiting,
yeah.
waiting for me to say, and for only $5,000, you can be a Replay Talk partner.
Yeah.
But I try to say that early in the conversation. This is not a financial partnership. I don't want any money from you. I just want you to encourage parent-child interaction with your customers, with your employees. I don't want any of their money.
Right, and if they want to invest
Absolutely.
Dollars, they can, right?
Absolutely.
In whatever they choose to do. But we've got several businesses that just put in a Read, Play, Talk PlayStation
yes.
area or reading station in their business just so when parents come in, it's just one more reminder that Read, Play, Talk is important in
Absolutely.
The community, right?
We want it to be so accessible that parents don't have an excuse to not interact with their kids while they're out and about.
I think people sometimes get stuck on the read portion. Don't you?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. I think mainly because it's the first word in Replay
right.
Talk. And, I mean, I'm sure for you too, but when I was growing up, that was something that was like drilled in me. You have to read. You have to read. We're doing summer reading. We're going to the library, all this stuff, which is super important. I'm not
yeah,
going to downplay
no, I don't
it.
Know that I had that.
Oh, that
role.
Was not your experience. Okay.
No.
Oh, no.
I was on the golf course with my dad.
Oh, okay. Well,
which, unfortunately, but he was
too.
A teacher.
Okay.
So
well, he was teaching you in that way.
Yeah, but my golf game's not very good.
No.
So I don't know that we were learning anything.
Maybe not
but,
that great of a teacher.
But that brings up a good point is how important it is to encourage your child to read, play, and talk.
Yeah.
You know, and I honestly, I consider myself, I'm not super educated. I don't have a doctorate or, you know, I don't treat patients or animals or anything like that sort of thing. But I have an education. I went to college. No clue how important this stuff was.
Right.
And I've got an 18-year-old son and a 15-year-old son, and I still was clueless until a couple of years ago. So this Replay Talk stuff is important. And
it
I don't
is.
Know, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know that even the world understood how important it was until a couple of years ago, right? Until the research
yeah.
really started flowing.
Yeah, I think, and I've said this all along, ever since I've been in this position, I think parents know they need to interact with their kids, but they don't know how, and they don't know how important it is.
Yeah.
So I think parents think, well, if I feed them, and if I, you know, tell them a story at bedtime, then
that's it, yeah.
That's really all I need to do.
I bet you they don't realize that they're interacting with their kids every day, and just with one little tweak, they can turn their interaction into a Replay Talk interaction, right? If they're
exactly.
driving in the car, I think Dr. Vroomland talks about this all the time, and you see an airplane up in the sky, talk about who's on the airplane. Where's the airplane going? Where'd the
yeah.
airplane come from?
Yeah.
What do you think those people are thinking about on the airplane?
Yeah.
If it's me, I'm thinking about the plane going down. That's probably
Absolutely.
Not a good thought, but...
Yeah, don't tell your kids
you probably,
that.
You probably want to veer away
okay.
from that, but
right.
it's such an easy concept.
It's really just bringing your kids into what you're doing in your day. You know, not trying to separate it, not trying to distract them while you do your thing, but bring them into it and let it be a learning experience for them.
Yeah. In anything you do, right? That's not to say that you shouldn't have your time to yourself, right?
I mean, sure. Oh, definitely.
But I always think about, you know, growing up, my dad was really big into woodworking, and he would always bring me in. And now I know how to woodwork. Woodwork, is that the right way to?
I don't know. Just go with it. It sounds good.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever you call it. I know how to work with wood. I know how to build certain things, I guess.
Nailing it.
That's pretty good.
Pun intended. Mm-hmm.
But only because I spent time with him, because he showed me. I don't think he was, this is a read, play, talk moment, right?
Right.
That wasn't it. It was just he involved me in it. And so it would have been easy just to tweak that into a read, play, talk moment. If we'd known about replay talk, where
Absolutely.
Was Dr. Vroonlin when I was growing up?
No, but I think your dad was doing it.
Right? Yeah. I think so too.
Without even knowing what he was doing.
Yeah, so now I know how to do these things because we spent time together, because he talked to me.
Yes.
And I was very fortunate. But I think a lot of parents, I don't think my dad knew how to do that. I don't think parents know how to do that. I mean, mm-hmm. I think they know how to do it, but I don't think they know. Does that make sense?
I think it makes sense.
I might be drinking. I might have had something to drink.
You can't say that on the podcast. Peggy's going to have to edit that out.
Well, I meant coffee.
Oh.
Like a lot of coffee. I may be high on caffeine. I don't know. All I'm saying is, I really don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that I think parents don't know what they know.
Okay, so let's end with this. If someone were to ask you, why should I be involved with Read, Play, Talk? What would you say?
I would say because it's vitally important to children. It's vitally important to their growth as a learner, as a member of society, as a citizen. I mean, and it's easy. It's not hard. It doesn't take any time. It doesn't take any money. It doesn't take any resources. It's just something that has to be done, but it's not a difficult task.
That's what I would say too. I would say it's easy, it benefits our kids, and it doesn't really cost you anything.
Nothing.
So why wouldn't you do it?
Right. I know, right?
Read, play, and talk.
There we go. All right.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We encourage you to follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Read, Play, Talk, and on Twitter at Read, Play, Talk, TX.